AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Friday Newsmaker is brought to you today, as always, by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, 26th of August, 69 degrees on our way to 96 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Pioneer Bluffs director Lynn Smith, and to preview a big concert coming up tomorrow. Lynn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. We're pretty excited about the music.
You should be. We've got, the way it sounds, an orchestra coming here tomorrow that's had some very high-level and high-visibility performances, to say the least.
They certainly have. They have played for George W. Bush and Pavarotti. And George W. Bush just thought they were wonderful. And I know we will too. So the Great Plains Jazz Orchestra is coming to Pioneer Bluffs tomorrow evening. We'll open up the doors at 6:30. And the concert starts at 7. And let me back up. At 6:30, our volunteers will start serving cowboy caviar. And but people are welcome to come earlier than that and come hike our trail or bring a picnic. But the music is just going to be great. They are going to play from what they call the Great American Songbook, which is popular songs that have stood the test of time. They say it'll be a real fast-paced and fun entertainment.
They'll be playing the hits, in other words, is what's going to be happening.
playing the hits, you bet. They say they're going to play New Orleans-style jazz from all different eras all the way up to the 1980s disco. So there's something cool for everybody.
I guess.
Including they've got Rat Pack kind of music. They've got a couple of vocalists that kind of will remind us of Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Frankie Valli. They're going to be doing Mack the Knife, Lady is a Tramp, Me and My Shadow. It's just going to be great.
How did you get the Great Plains Jazz Orchestra to do a performance here at Pioneer Bluffs?
Well, it's interesting. That's a good question. The director, Keith Woolery, happened to be at Pioneer Bluffs for one of our other concerts. And he came up and talked to me and told me about his group, and we couldn't wait to book him. And we actually had booked them during COVID, just ahead of COVID. So this has been a couple of years in the making.
So is there a admission charge, suggested donation? How will this work, Lynn?
Yeah, we suggest a $20 donation, but you don't have to do that. And that gets you the concert, a 90-minute concert, cowboy caviar, homemade cookies, bottled water. It's just going to be great. There'll be a cash bar available also.
Good deal. And it certainly highlights what you've got going on at Matfield Green here in the Pioneer Bluffs site. You guys have been extremely busy. I know we're kind of dovetailing off of the actual concert itself, but you guys have been extremely busy the last couple years and with different updates and different upgrades and things like that to really enhance the activities and the events over Pioneer Bluffs.
You are right. Pioneer Bluffs is a historic site that really belongs to the community, and I'll have to attribute Match Day, which is coming up again, to a large part of our success the last couple of years, and what we've been able to offer the community. We've been able to offer more programs. We've made more property improvements. We've added the nature trail. We did that during COVID, and it's just a beautiful place of refuge for anybody to come along, and we're open every day during daylight hours. So our grounds are open, and there's a self-guided tour, and we almost every day see somebody down there with their camera, or they bring a lawn chair and a book and just sit by the creek, or they go wading in the creek. It's a beautiful place to be, and we're only 35 miles from Emporia.
Yeah, it is a wonderful place. And again, the Great Plains Jazz Orchestra performing at Pioneer Bluffs tomorrow night. And things will get underway really at 6:30, but as Lynn said, you can certainly get there earlier than that. But a big, great 90-minute show performing songs from the Great American Songbook tomorrow night at Pioneer Bluffs. So where within the property will the concert be taking place, Lynn?
Well, we are planning on doing it out behind the barn. There's some beautiful shade on the east side of our barn. And you know, ranchers know what the weather is. And a local rancher tells me to just rest assured the rain is going to hold off till after the concert. But if by chance it rains, I'm laughing at that. If by chance it happens to rain, we have the loft of our barn, which is also another beautiful place.
You know what? I would take the word of the local rancher.
Uh-huh. I'm not laughing
doing
at that at all.
Yeah.
It's like their livelihood depends on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where do folks park then? For folks that have never been to Pioneer Bluffs, where do they park and then get to the barn?
Sure. They will see a parking area just as soon as they pull in. It's just to the north side of our driveway, a nice meadow there. However, if anybody has accessibility issues, there's nothing at all wrong with pulling up a little closer.
You mentioned Cowboy Caviar.
I did.
And what might that be?
You know, we have a great chef, is one of our volunteers, Tracy Graham, yeah. Dr. Tracy Graham, and she has is gathering local foods. It's a combination of dry beans, cooked dry beans, and fresh vegetables, all of it local, and it's with tortilla chips, kind of like a dip, but it's a real hearty dip, and then homemade cookies. So, and
nice.
Oh, and Tracy is also creating her own sangria, and so that will be available for sale.
Outstanding, good deal.
Yeah.
Well, are we missing anything, Lynn, before we close things down here today?
I think we got it all. Just come on out tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful day in the Flint Hills.
It will be, Lynn. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Lynn Smith, who is the director of Pioneer Bluffs. Not far from here, Chuck.
Not far. Just go down, basically, take 50 to K177, head straight south, and you're pretty much there.
Get
at the Pioneer Bluffs site outside of Matfield Green. Want to let you know, as we look at next week's schedule, if you wanted to get on our schedule, we're going to have to shoehorn you in, because all of our traditional spots are taken, and we're starting to work newscast spots in as well. So if you want on, let us know, and we'll see what we can do. Monday's newsmaker guest is Beacon for Hope Director Melissa Owen. We're previewing a new fundraiser for the organization, also talking about upcoming activities. All of next week's newsmakers in that 720 slot, those are already claimed.
Speaking of shoehorning, Chuck.
Yes. Are you going to do some shoehorning right now?
Well, no. No, but the Underpants, Emporia State Theater Department.
Oh, yes.
They started that performance run on Monday,
mm-hmm.
Earlier this week, and they continue through this weekend, but they're sold out tonight.
Oh,
and,
really?
They've been sold out basically all week. The mm-hmm. performance, absolutely wonderful. But they did say if you wanted to show up at the box office before, they will try to shoehorn you in.
Okay.
Okay?
You've been told.
And reviews have been awesome.
Yes. I think my daughter's going to go this weekend. So.
Yeah, well, good. Good. So that's the Underpants, Emporia State Theater, on the campus of ESU, hey, this weekend. Our newsmaker this morning, also, before we go any further here, I do want to let you know that something that I failed to mention this morning that I should have, Chuck, and we have highlighted this this week, but it is Demos Apiscar is coming up at the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center.
Tomorrow
from 9 until 1, and what a big day that's going to be. What a big event.
Wow. You're not kidding. As a matter of fact, I'm just finishing the story here for on air and online, and we're going to have this posting on social here in just a little bit, but from 9 to 1 tomorrow, there's going to be a whole lot of stuff. There's going to have Fish Kansas certified instructors. They're going to be talking about boat safety, rules and regulations.
Kayaking.
Yes.
Archery.
BB gun range. Tons of free food.
Fish eating.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, you also get a chance to tour Peyrot and learn more about, you know, our local and area wildlife that's aquatic-based, too. So tons of information, tons of fun to be had here, and the entire community is involved, and the entire community is
invited,
is encouraged to attend here tomorrow. Again, 9 to 1 at Peyrot tomorrow.
And the first 50 families with kids grades K through 12 receive a free fishing rod, tackle box, and other materials. to introduce them to fishing and appreciation. And Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, is a big player in this.
Yep.
And Phil's in next hour. He'll probably be touching on this a little bit more, but teaming up with a migrant education program, USD 253, mm-hmm. Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, Kansas Wildlife and Parks, and, of course, the Prophet Aquatic Education and Research Center. That is tomorrow from 9 until 1. 7:36, it is 68 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Hi, this is Amanda Cunningham, CEO of Crosswinds. As the need for mental health in our community grows, Crosswinds continues to grow with it. Our need for